The Hawaii Interagency Council for Transit-Oriented Development is putting together a strategic plan to build affordable housing on state-owned land. The plan will focus on areas near transportation hubs on all islands, but the highest priority is currently on Oahu, with the proposed redevelopment of Mayor Wright housing near the future Iwilei-Kapalama Rail Transit Station. Craig Hirai chairs the interagency TOD Council.
Mayor Wright, I think that's the front burner item on Kapalama Iwilei right now. There may be some impacts with the city on water and sewer and storm drains infrastructure for that area.
The Hawaii Public Housing Authority is working with a private contractor to redevelop Mayor Wright housing from a 350-unit facility into a mixed-use high-rise complex with 2,500 affordable rentals. The redevelopment will be done in five phases over a 10-year period. Honolulu City and County TOD Administrator Harrison Rue says the city is working on a number of plans.
There's an infrastructure master plan as well as a related study for finance district to look at how to fund it. Our TOD plan showed potential for around 10,000 housing units in that area just on the relatively easy to develop land.
The sewer and water upgrades could cost in the hundreds of millions of dollars. That, according to Senate Housing Committee Chair Will Espero. He says all eyes are on the Iwilei-Kapalama project.
People don't understand how important Mayor Wright housing is because it's the first TOD P3 public-private partnership with a master development agreement with Hunt Development. Plain and simple, the infrastructure is key for any development.
But Kauai County engineer Lyle Tabata says wastewater is a major concern for all county districts.
We need one bona fide Department of Health person here to help us because you cannot force the developers to do the wastewater. You can get all these little package plants all over the place and that can make it unaffordable for the developers.
And that can make, you know, this affordable housing not affordable.
Another concern is public schools. Kenneth Masden is the public works manager for the State Department of Education.
What's happening is when you go down through Kalihi down Moana, you have several different developments going on, and everyone seems to be, I guess you'd say, writing checks on what they think that enrollment will be. So what we're doing currently, we're in the process of doing a demographic study across the Oahu, but principally along the rail.
Interagency TOD Council Chair Hirai says basic infrastructure will drive future development.
I mean, right now, we're trying to maximize the use of the water and sewer we already have. And if we find state land, say, with water and sewer capacity, that's what we'll try to do as soon as we can. Long term, we've got to create more of that type of infrastructure.
Hirai says the TOD Council plans to finalize the strategic plan by the end of the year. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.